Hello. And as the title you see, it says, "Whom God Hector Saved My Life." But before I get into that, I want to give thanks to all of the people on my spiritual journey that got me to where I am now, that protected me, watch over me, introduced me to the spirits. I want to give these people thanks. One of the first person that sometimes I actually forget, she's no longer around. Her name was Alicia. And she introduced me to her mom, who was a child of Oshun, which was the first door opener to me learning about African traditions and African spirituality. She was one of the first people, and from there was Miss Gail, who she always said she was not my teacher. She was more so a guardian. And once again, she introduced me to certain things and she watched over me and did the best she could. But one day, I'll tell you about that story, okay? And the next is, and this is the order I'm going in because it's how it went on, is Mambo Sunny. Mambo Sunny has been a mother to me. Mambo Sunny has been there for me on my spiritual journey. So I want to give thanks and honor to all of those that came in my life and helped me on my path. So now let's get into it. Okay. Whom God Hector saved my life. You might be saying, "Mambo Sandy, how is this to be so?" Well, you always have heard me say on my YouTube videos that the spiritual community, many people think, is this wonderful, great place that everybody has your best interest in mind. It's very far from the truth. Excuse me. It's not like that. And in different parts of my life, different stages in my life, because we all go through different stages in our life. Sometimes we have these big high hopes about certain things, and you know, you go in it and you're gung-ho and you're like, wow, you know, this is going to be like that. And then you get disappointed. Well, unlike certain things, your spiritual body is very important. Your spiritual life is very important. And unfortunately, you know, you have a lot of people, even elders, who just don't know what the hell they're doing. I'm just going to say it like that. They don't know what they're doing, okay? And they don't want to learn, okay? They do not want to learn what to do properly. And in that, because they do not want to invest in themselves and they do not want to do things properly, because I'm going to say it, I've been holding this back for years, because they're cheap. Because they're cheap and they don't want to humble themselves and they don't want to invest in themselves, which is very important, okay? They do not want to invest in themselves and they don't want to do things the right way and they just want to learn about spell, when there's more things that are more important than a darn spell, okay? That's just the crack, the tip of the iceberg, all right? So, in life, we have a lot of different traumas that happen to us, from betrayal to, you know, losing jobs to losing children on both sides, mothers and fathers. All kind of things come in our life and they basically start to take a hold of us and they start to pull us down. Different people that enter your life that they can't accept you for who you are, and they start to pull you down because you're not what they wanted. And this happens to many people, okay? But the person that's pulling them down, they're happy. They're doing what they need to do with their life, okay? But unfortunately, what happens is people will start to pull you out of your character, out of your spirituality, okay? Especially when you're blinded by love, sometimes blinded by money, position, power. All these different things can throw you out of alignment, and they can start to basically attract more negativity in your life, more confusion and more blockages in your life, okay? This happened to me. I went from a very vibrant person to basically very vibrant person that was very active, very much a person that loved to dance in all facets, okay? To a person that basically did not want to go out, to a person who rather just worked from home all the time, to a person that basically all the things that I used to love, I started to hate. I didn't want to be bothered with. And I was going against myself. So what started to happen, pain has to go someplace. The things that you hold on to, they have to go someplace. The traumas, they have to land. They have to, they're going to go someplace if you don't get rid of them. Unfortunately for me, it started to affect my hips. It started to affect how I walked. It started to affect my weight. Okay. And you see people, and people are very quick to judge people that are heavy, but you don't understand it's so many things that can attribute to a person's weight gain or weight loss. Okay. From spiritual things that are out of balance to people throwing things at you. There's many things that can occur. But in my case, it was I was getting out of spiritual alignment of who I am and who I have with me, my spiritual frame, as Papa Hector says. I started to go against the grain. And when you go against the grain, bad things happen. Okay. If it wasn't for Papa Hector, I would be in a wheelchair right now. I would not be able to walk, period, point blank, okay? I wouldn't be able to do that. And unfortunately, this becomes a process. When you have so much negative things on you, and you have so much blockages and so many things that have accumulated on you, it starts to basically pull you down. It starts to drain you, okay? I can talk. I can understand people that have different diseases or conditions where they say that they're in pain constantly. And when you're in pain constantly, the only thing you can think about is the pain, which will drain you and pull you down, which in turn attracts the wrong type of things to you, okay? So when I met Papa, Papa put my spiritual things into alignment. He fixed things that people basically messed up because they didn't want to accept a certain particular, let's just say, sometimes in certain situations, people like to assume instead of doing the work to find out what is really going on with that person, okay? Well, Papa, because of his training, because of all the things that he was taught, was able to see what was really going on and fix the problem. To create, and I hate saying fix, but to create a new me. To take off the things that had no business in my life. Period. If it wasn't for Papa Hector, I would have become a very depressed mess. Let me repeat that again. I would have become a very depressed mess. You hear me say, you hear me throw out warnings in my YouTube videos about how you shouldn't mess with certain things and you should leave certain things alone. This is from experience, okay? But not also messing with certain spirits or dealing with certain things, but also who you go to help you spiritually. Because the fact of the matter is this, if they're off point, if they're off base, then so shall you be. Because your godparent, the person that fixed your head, the person that was there who fixed you spiritually, who did the ceremony on you spiritually, you take a piece of them with you. This is why we say you have to be careful who touches your spirit, who touches your frame, who you allow in your spiritual circle, in your personal space, if you want to call it that. If you don't, be cautious. And sometimes it's hard to be, you can't become paranoid. And sometimes, believe it or not, sometimes the spirits will test you to see, is this what you really want? Do you really want to serve us? Are you really ready to do what you need to do? Or are you going to quit? And many times people have gotten spiritually jacked up. Okay? They become spiritually jacked up and they're so mad that they spent money. And oh, I spend money too. But more than money, my time. Time is precious. Time is something you cannot get back. Okay? But Hunga Hector, Papa Hector, he made sure to take me through the steps I needed to take to get me together. And this takes time, because it took time for me to be where I was. Holding on to pain that I did not need to hold on anymore. Holding on to emotions that I did not need to hold on to anymore. And it happens to all of us. So don't, before you toot your lips up and say, oh, well, you should have. It's real easy to say what you should have, could have, and what you would do until you yourself are knee deep in shit. Okay? So when you pick a godparent and you see that you have a good godparent, the person that fixed your head, the person that fixed your spiritual frame, the person that did the work to do that, you need to always be respectful. When they have gotten you out of the woods, they have gotten you out of the muck and the mire. Okay? You should remember that. If you see your life going from bad to better to good to excellent, what is the point of jumping around? What is the point of not doing what you need to do? Because you finally got what you needed. But many of us don't do that. Okay? Many of us don't want to invest in ourselves. Don't want to do it. But what I would like to do today is to take this time out. And I'm going to try not to get emotional. I'm not going to get emotional. I want to thank Papa Hector for his patience. I want to thank him for his sternness. I want to thank him for his strength. I want to thank him for all of the things that he did to pull me out of the darkness that could have eventually taken my life. So when you heard me say, Hunga Hector saved my life, he saved my life. And I'm thankful and will be eternally grateful for that. Because, see, many of you, you're not thankful for your godparents that have helped you. You know why? Because see, your neck was not in the guillotine. Your neck was not in the guillotine. It wasn't in that little space, that little nook that they put your neck in. And the executioner is about to pull the cord. And in the nick of time, the spirit saved your butt. In the nick of time, that godparent arrived, or that situation became solved for you. So many of you are spoiled and you're ungrateful and you're not thankful. But today, I want to take the time out to acknowledge and thank this man who could have easily said, this is too much of a mess for me. This is too much of a mess for me to clean up. I'm not doing it. I am not picking up these vase pieces and putting them back together. I'm not doing it. Okay? He did. That is exactly what he did. And some of you, you don't want to give your godparents or your mentors any kind of credit. And when you do that, you're being disrespectful. So, let me explain this to you. If you ask properly for help, help will come. But many of you don't. Many of you do not. You search for power and you ask for the wrong things. So sometimes the universe has a funny way of dealing with that. And then there's times that you are misled because you have respect for elders. You are, you know, basically at their mercy. But I'll tell you this. Understand, those that have messed you up, eventually the universe, wherever you want to call it, the universe of the spirits, will deal with them in time. Okay? The Loa say all the time, as well as my godfather, I have nothing but time. And they have nothing but time. So, I'm going to end this. And I have another episode that you might want to listen to. But today, I just wanted to take the time out to thank Hunga Hector for saving my life. For giving me a chance to a new start in my life. Thank you, Papa. And I love you.